This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. There's new evidence that Viktor Yushchenko, the Ukrainian opposition leader, was poisoned by the most dangerous form of dioxin. A laboratory in the Netherlands says it has confirmed the presence of a form of dioxin called TCDD in Yushchenko's blood. Yushchenko has been sick since early September. He says he was deliberately poisoned by his political opponents, and now we're learning a little bit more. Joining us now is NPR science correspondent John Hamilton. Good morning.
Good morning.
So these four letters are what's new here, TCDD. What's known about this kind of dioxin?
Well, there are dozens of things that are classified as dioxins, and this is a form that is probably the nastiest. And it's probably best known because it's a component of Agent Orange. That's the defoliant that was widely used in Vietnam by the U.S. military, and it's since then been, of course, blamed for many health problems among veterans. And the difference here is that they were most exposures to dioxin are through the skin, and it appears that Yushchenko ingested it, and so it's working its way from the inside out as opposed from the outside in.
And that increases the danger?
It's different. For instance, the best-known symptom with him is the chloracne, this terrible disfigurement of his face. And if you're exposed from the skin first, you break out with that early. He did not show up with that symptom until some time after he'd been exposed, and that was because the dioxin started in his stomach and was making trouble there before it got out to his skin.
Now, this is of particular interest because there's an investigation going on here. There are the allegations of poisoning. People are trying to determine if that could be true. And that does raise the question of how good this scientific determination is, that they've actually identified the right poison.
Until now, they've been going on preliminary tests, and there were a lot of questions about the accuracy of those. They suggested it was dioxin. Now they have done gas chromatography, which is considered the gold standard test, and it has confirmed, they say, the scientists in Amsterdam are saying, that it is, in fact, this TCDD. So it takes it quite a bit further forward as far as knowing precisely what chemical is involved.
And does that help this criminal investigation, which is going on in the midst of a presidential campaign in Ukraine?
This helps a little bit. For one thing, it's a very pure form of dioxin, and you're very unlikely to see that in nature or even in an impromptu lab. This is the type of dioxin you would expect to either get from a source that supplies it to people who do experiments, like chemical companies in the U.S., or from a government lab. It's very high-quality dioxin. So that suggests that this was not a casual exposure or even a small-time effort that was used to poison Yushchenko.
Well, what does this diagnosis mean for Yushchenko's future health?
It's hard to say. Interestingly enough, there's very little known about exposure. It's odd that nobody's ever died of, no person has ever died of this type of acute exposure to dioxin. There was a similar case a few years ago where a woman had an even higher level of dioxin than Yushchenko had, and she got terrible chloracne, has been very sick, but she is still alive. And so there's every reason to think that if he hasn't died already of this, that he may be in some pain, but he will remain alive.
John, thanks.
Thank you.
That's NPR science correspondent John Hamilton.